Right now, let's bring in the man and put him on the hot seat or the snow throne. Ladies and gentlemen, I didn't say snow cone. I said snow throne. Yeah, here he is, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Yeah, not a hot seat at all. This is a nice clear-cut case with a light snow today, 2 to 4 inches. Remember, folks, the range is 2 to 4, not 4. Mid-20s. It'll clear tonight, mid-teens. A partly cloudy Wednesday, 30. Better news for you Thursday. See, it says there more snow possible. Put the word not in front of possible. More snow, not possible. Going south, 25 to 30.
All right.
Friday, sudden clouds, mid-20s. Saturday looks okay, and we may have another system to deal with on Sunday. Originally, that looked like it could be very, very significant, but we'll see. You know, the way the models have been changing every 24 hours is incredible. I'm just, you know, I used to keep track and write down everything every 12 hours when the models would come out. I'm now doing this every 24 because the changes that happen in between usually go out the window. That's how dramatic the changes have been. And I think, you know, for the most part, after today, we're okay for at least 3 days, which will be the longest stretch of no snow weather that we've had in quite some time.
But it's not going to warm up, though.
No, you can forget that. That's not in the cards.
Well, I hope Thursday is I hope you're right about Thursday as well.
Well, I don't know what the other forecasters are saying, but I see it going south.
What's the matter with the computer models this year?
Good question. I have no idea.
Because it's not like it's like one computer model. It's like they're all having trouble this year.
They sure are. You're absolutely right. You are so right. I mean, just to give you an idea, yesterday, now this is yesterday, folks, let's take a look at what the euro was saying for us come Thursday. They were saying that we would get 2 to 4 inches of snow. And now today the euro is saying zero. So it went from 2 to 4 to 0. You tell me, again, the problem is placing, you know, where they're putting these little lows. Because these aren't big storms. These are small lows. You know, so if they go north, they bring us snow. If they go south, they bring us nothing. And it's just been, you know, all you could do, it's a wait and watch game. You just have to watch, wait, and then forecast.
You know, it's a bad year for computer models when the Canadian model gets one right.
Well, that's true too. Yeah, and they haven't been too great either.
No.
What were they? Let's see. What were they forecasting?
They were the ones that picked the big 20-incher that we had.
Right. Right. And for Thursday, they were forecasting less than an inch. So they were better than the euro because they were forecasting very little snow.
Well, we'll see what happens on Thursday. You know, we might just have to go back to the old-fashioned way of doing this, Pat, is and put up a piece of paper on the wall like they used to do on TV and draw the lows and the highs. And what was that guy, Tex Antoine? Remember him?
Mm-hmm.
Might have to go back to the old days.
He used to do everything with, well, he used to draw his maps.
Yeah, he used to
draw. And he had an artist, whatever you want to call the thing on, robe. And then at the end, he would have his little man called Uncle Weatherby, and with magnets, he would dress up Mr. Weatherby as to what the weather was going to be the next day.
And, of course, that famous shot of there was a party anniversary party on Channel 7 in New York. And they had a video shot of that, and Tex was in there with some good-looking babe that his wife saw. And we never saw Tex anymore after that.
He was definitely an icon. There is no doubt about it.
Oh, yeah, Tex Antoine. There's certain people that in certain areas of broadcasting that are that way. In Connecticut, Bob Steele was a radio announcer that was that way. He could, everybody knew him, Tex Antoine. everybody knew Tex Antoine. And, well, it's kind of like Walter Cronkite, you know? I mean, there's certain of these people that get on TV or broadcast, and they just have a hold on people, so.
I remember, you know, he was my inspiration to get into meteorology.
Tex Antoine, yeah.
Tex Antoine. As a teenager, I remember watching him. We used to be in a band, and it was we had a very big gig on a Sunday afternoon. I even remember where it was. It was at a place called Chellis Hall in Jamaica, Queens, and it was part of a Catholic hospital. And the nuns would have a dance every Sunday afternoon that started at 3 o'clock and was over at 6. Of course, you know, there was no liquor or anything like that. It was all teenagers. And they're very strict about how you dressed and you went there. But you were very, very lucky if you could perform there. Because only the best perform there on Sunday afternoon. It was like a showcase. They had 800 kids show up in the auditorium. So we auditioned, and we got the gig, and it's a Friday, and I'm watching Channel 7 to see what the weather is, and Tex Antoine comes on, and he says, "Watch this slow." The U.S. Weather Bureau, that's what it was called, he said, forecasting flurries on Sunday. He said, "But I'm going to tell you right now, I think you are going to need the shovel." I said to myself, "Oh my goodness." So right away, I called all the members of the band and everybody. I said, "Forget it." I said, "It's off." He said, "Why are you saying that?" I said, "This guy on TV said you're going to need the shovel." He said, "No, we've been hearing only flurries." I said, "He said we're going to need the shovel." He goes, "Ah, don't listen to him. Don't worry about it." Get up that morning, get dressed. It's overcast. It's cold. Get to Chellis Hall. Crowds are pouring in. We do our show. 6 o'clock, we're packing up. We look outside. Everything is covered. It's coming down in buckets. I have to drive several of the band members home. I can't even see where I'm going. And it's all side streets. And it impressed me. And I said, this guy was right. How did he know that? I went to the library, started reading books on weather. It grabbed me. And I said, great, this is what I want to do. And many, many years later, when I first started TV weather, the TV station told me on Long Island, they said, Pat, your idol will be coming tonight to do a guest shot on one of our other shows. I said, who? They said, Tex Antoine. I said, oh, could I meet him? They said, well, let's see what we could do. So that night, while I was on the air doing the weather, they had him walk on. He stopped. I have a picture of it. He touched my mustache, and he touched his, shrugged his shoulders, and walked off. And that was probably the greatest time of my whole life. I was able to speak to him afterwards. Very, very nice man. And I looked up to him forever. Of course, he's no longer with us. He passed away. But I do have two pictures of me and Tex on TV. The guys took two pictures and they gave them to me.
Now, here's something that's very funny as somebody. Do you remember a British actor by the name of Terry Thomas?
No.
All right. I want you to Google Terry Thomas, T-E-R-R-Y hyphen T-H-O-M-A-S.
Okay.
He is almost a spitting image of Tex Antoine. And I used to hang out with my father, and we'd meet a lot of famous people.
Why?
And my father gets set to introduce me, right, to this person. And I go up, and my dad goes, "I want Marshall, I want you to meet." And I went, "Oh, I know who this is. This is Tex Antoine."
I see him right now. It's close, very close.
So
very, very close.
My father goes, no, this is Terry Thomas.
Very, very close. So you know what I will do, though, Marshall? I'm going to take a picture of me and Tex. It's in a frame right now. I'll take it with my cell phone, and I'll send you it. And if you think you could, you think it's good enough to put on our website, you can put it on our website. I'm sure people would get a kick out of it. I I don't remember how old I was, but I'm going to take a guess that it was back in the early 70s.
All right. I do that. I'd like to see it. I'd like to put it up there. Yeah. But for so today, so we have a winter weather advisory throughout the afternoon, periods of snow. You might get 2 inches. You might get 3 inches. You might get three and a half or four. You might even get 4.5 inches, folks. But it all depends where you are and what happens.
That's it.
Yeah. And but we got a lot of school closings and delays and stuff like that. So
I just don't think this is such a big event, but we shall see. Maybe it'll be bigger than I'm anticipating, but I really, compared to the last couple, this is nothing.
I was just, it'd be great if nothing came on Thursday and nothing came on Sunday because of Friday, Saturday, and Sunday is a jump fest, and they got enough things to deal with this year with COVID-19. They don't need additional weather to bother what they're doing. So.
Gotcha. Yeah, well, again, I think Thursday is a plus, so let's see what happens.
All right, Pat, we'll speak to you tomorrow morning.
Sounds good, Marshall.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a look at our tri-state forecast.